Have you played around with Facebook ads yet? Or are you like me and a bit overwhelmed by the whole process? If you're ready to take your digital marketing to the next level and see some rapid conversions, then it's time to pull out your credit card and explore the world of Facebook advertising. But where do you start? In today's episode, I'm chatting with Kane Morrison from Why Social about how to set up a basic ad strategy. While you may still need to seek expert assistance in this area, you'll have a much clearer idea of the effort involved and what's required behind the scenes. So let's jump into the episode. Welcome to the Marketing and Me podcast. If you're eager to grow your health and wellness business via effective marketing methods while maintaining your own health and wellness, this podcast is for you. I'm your host, Leanne Shelton, and I help business owners, just like you, build trustworthy connections with ideal clients. And I do this through engaging, conversational copywriting, and strategic advice at Right Time Marketing. So feel free to book in a free 30-minute discovery call with me after listening to today's episode. The details are in the show notes. And today I'm joined by my guest, Kane Morrison. Welcome, Kane.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So Kane is the co-founder of Why Social, along with his awesome partner, Dee Heath. And he says he has two passions in life, and one is a motorbike riding and the second is business. So Kane has had a number of businesses that have shaped the way he currently runs their social media marketing agency. And starts with in 2013 when he attempted his first business and failed. I don't like the word failed, but we'll go into that.
Yeah, it was definitely a flop and definitely a failure. Like what we've learned so far from then is just amazing. And like, why did we even do that? But we'll probably jump into that a little bit later.
Yeah, I definitely want to dive into that. And then 2014 came around and Kane and Dee opened their own pole fitness studio, which was a huge success. I think that was the year to do it. I think it was all the rave. Definitely around then.
Yeah, I think so. A little bit. I think it was a lot of around was the strategy as well. But no doubt we'll jump into that as well.
Yeah. And in 2019, they sold that business and have since opened a couple of others, finally finding their feet with Why Social. So yes, Kane is passionate about sharing his journey and all the lessons along the way, as well, of course, a little bit social media and marketing, of course. And so that's why I brought him on today to talk about Facebook ad strategies for beginners, because yes, he and Dee know so much about this area. And so I met them, I think it's like November last year, along with their gorgeous little girl, Amara. And it was at a small local, small business expo. And we hit it off straight away. I felt like I'd known them forever, actually. And we saw lots of collaboration opportunities and have even like worked on a few projects together where they've developed the Facebook ad strategy and I've written the copy. And we've done it as a bit of a contra deal. So in exchange, they've provided me with oodles of business coaching advice. So it's been a massive win-win. So ultimately, Kane, you've been through a lot in terms of your business journey. And let's touch upon those fails and flops and what you learned from experience. Can you share with that now?
Yeah, 100%. So where I started in my business journey, I guess, was I was forklift driver for Toll, loading trucks and literally playing Tetris all night. So I did actually enjoy it at the time. But then I just said to Dee one day, what would you say if I wanted to quit? And she's like, hey, we're only together for, I think, maybe 3 or 4 months at this time. She's like, if you want to quit, we'll make it work. And I'm like, all right, cool. So literally I spoke to my coach and I said, oh, I want to quit. He goes, don't quit. And then the next day I went into my job and I went into my boss and I said, hey, I quit. And at the time I was like leading hand there and everything, supervisor and stuff like that. But then I quit and basically go, okay, what am I going to do now? So then obviously I had done a lot of business training and I had been in, it was called Entrepreneurs Masterclass with Paul Blackburn at the time. and learned a lot about what type of businesses to get into and stay away from. And obviously, the best business to get into is an online business. And so I've gone, oh, cool, where can I find an online business? So then I go, okay, online businesses for sale, bang, bang, bang. And then I found one that was like, I don't know if anyone's heard of it, it's called Hipages. So there's a few different ones like Oneflare and stuff where you'll say that you want a, say, for example, landscaper, right? You want to get a patio build, not a patio, landscaper build or whatever it is. And then you'll be able to say, yep, get me three quotes. I want to get three quotes. So it's kind of like lead generation for the businesses. So I've seen this business on there and I'm like, okay, cool. It's like $4,000 or something. So cut a long story short, I paid $4,000 for it. The website didn't have any traffic. The website wasn't even finished. It wasn't even getting any revenue, anything. And I paid $4,000 from it, put in another, I think, $4,000 into it. And got nowhere with it, right? It took probably about 6 months worth of just tinkering, which at that time I thought, oh my God, I bought this business and I could see where it's going. And I'm like, I'm going to be taking my friends to Europe and I'm going to be doing all this cool shit. Mind my language, I apologize. But and literally it flopped. And what we've since learned is that you don't buy a business that doesn't have traffic. You don't, or a website, you don't buy a business that isn't making revenue. And the amount that you pay for a business is whatever the times multiple of the profit is. So I paid like all up like $9,000 for this lesson and got zero back from it, except a whole bunch of lessons of what not to do, which is jump into things. Like obviously it started me on my journey, but you get a little bit more feedback from people rather than just go bright, shiny object and be, oh, cool, I quit my job. Let's buy the first business that we see. So, so that was my first business experience. And then, Dee had the idea for a pole studio. So for anyone that lives in Sydney, so I was out at Blacktown, so Western Sydney. And cutting a long story short, but we had the idea from the idea to open day. It was 6 weeks and we ended up opening in profit from that. So we did a 12-month contract and within the way it actually went was within 3 weeks of setting out an ad. So we put out a Facebook ad out saying, hey, we're going to be opening. We have some launch offers, launch offer available. Fill in the contract details now. And when we open, you'll have a ridiculously awesome price membership. And ended up being unlimited classes we did for $20.90 or something, $20.75, I think. So unlimited classes. When we sold that business, that membership was worth $59, I think it was. So the amount discount that we did for that launch offer was crazy. But we ended up going 3 weeks in. We're like, holy shit, we've got 25 people signed up to a 12-month contract. We've got no polls. We've got no space. We've got no nothing. We're like, holy
six
shit.
Is it 6 weeks you started from nothing to...
From nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So after 3 weeks, we're like, holy shit, we need to find a space.
Yeah.
So,
when were they, like, did you say when the doors would open and you gave yourself a timeline?
No, we didn't. We just said we're opening soon. So, because obviously... The goal of launching any business is not to take money out of your pocket. So obviously we had to have upfront costs of setup, but we wanted to make sure that if we went and got a loan, that we'd be able to repay that loan. Like we don't want to start a business and be in the red straight away with no guarantee it's going to work. So our way of avoiding that was obviously having contracts. And yes, so we had 25 people, I think, sign up to a 12-month contract. We're like, okay, cool. Now we know that we can go and get a loan or we can go and borrow money from somewhere because we didn't have the money sitting there. So we started it with no money and we're like, okay, we're going to be able to repay these repayments. So then we'll go and get, I think we got from a private lender, I think we got like 25, I think we got. And yeah, so then 3 weeks I was building it myself and did all of the everything in there. And then yeah, 6 weeks later we opened with, I think, 63 people. On a 12-month contract, and that covered all of our expenses for an entire year, right? So we knew that no matter what, we weren't going to have to put money into our own pocket, put our hands into our own pocket, I mean, and grab money out of our own pocket to pay for it. It was all covered. So, yeah, along that journey is where we did a lot of our own marketing and figuring out what worked and what didn't work. which ultimately ended up leading us into having Y Social and doing what we do now, which is predominantly running ads for businesses, predominantly bigger businesses, so medium-sized businesses, which they have an ad spend of $2,000, $3,000 a month. Predominantly, that's where we're sitting. And but obviously, we had to start somewhere. So we started at the bottom and we were running ads for people with lower budgets, and we learned what works, what doesn't work. And hopefully today I'll be able to give you some of that gold.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah, such a journey. I'm so glad the second business was a lot more successful than the first one.
So are we, don't worry.
Yeah. And may this one be only more successful again. So Facebook ads, yeah, what are the benefits of having them in your business?
Yeah, okay. So with ads, so we've got to think, let's go down to the bare basics of what marketing is. Okay, so we've always got a form of marketing which is organic or paid. Okay, so organic is free. Organic is things where you put up a post in a group, or you put a post on your private profile or on your page or whatever it is, and you don't pay for that. Okay, so whether it's Facebook, whether it's LinkedIn, whether it's Google or Instagram, I mean, that's, we, if you don't pay, that's organic. Okay. And we've got to think as well, there's two commodities in this world, okay? One is money, okay? That's what we pay for everything with. That's what we, everything. The second one is time, okay? So they're the two main commodities that we all run our lives by. So organic takes time, okay? Organic takes time. Paid is quick and it costs money. So first of all, that we want to identify what strategy we want to do. And obviously, organic is going to take you a lot more time to save you money, where paid, right, is instant. Straight away, if you put $50 into Facebook, you're going to be able to know if there's a return there. And you're going to, which, let me preface, $50 putting into Facebook is nothing. You're not going to get any results for $50, all right? Just, let's just be clear, crystal clear.
Yes.
$50, you're not going to get results for, okay? You might going to be able to get some reach and people seeing your ads, but you're not actually going to be able to know if Facebook ads is actually for you, okay? I'm glad we cleared that up, because that's the most important thing. So many people come to us and they go, oh, I'll put in, some people even say like, oh, Facebook ads don't work. And we're like, okay, what'd you do? They're like, oh, I put $20 into a boosted post and it didn't work. So yeah, Facebook's not for my business. And we're like, come on, you put $20 into something. When do you ever buy something for $20 and get an immediate result and make money from it? Like, it's not realistic. So getting back to the benefits of running ads. So when you do something paid, you're able to scale it, okay? And by what I mean by scale is if you're making $1 from putting $1 into Facebook, all right? Let's just go back to $50. If you spend $50 on ads and you know that you're going to make $100 in revenue, right? $100 in sales, whatever it is. Instead of spending $50, you can spend $500 and make $1,000. So you can scale it up really quickly, really easily to make more money and more revenue. That's the benefits of running ads, is you can always scale it and make more. Organic, you can't do that. Organic, you can't say, oh, I'm posting five times a day. Let's post 10 and I'll make double the money. You can't do that via organic. You can only ever do that via running ads, whether that's Facebook ads, Google ads, Instagram, whatever it is, you can always scale that. And make more money from the more you pay on ads.
Fantastic. Yeah, thank you for clearing up that difference. Because I say, yeah, so I'm obviously all about the organic marketing, content marketing. That's what I do. And yep, that's ultimately all about, yeah, building up your branding for that long-term gain. But as you said, yeah, when you pay for it and you invest in it, that's where you're going to get obviously a lot more visibility, because you'll be supported by Facebook. Because you're paying, and you don't have to worry about algorithm issues and things like that. Yep. And as you said, like, I think you said that to me before, you know, the amount of money you invest, you'll get the higher return. Like, don't think, oh, I'm wasting $500. No. Think about what's the value of your product. And then if you get, like, your value could be $500. So you only really need one conversion and you've covered the cost.
100%.
Or it could be five people, and that's but the reach will be so much greater because it's let's break down how does it actually work. I know there's the demographics involved. What else, what other tick boxes that you select to make it work to the right people?
Okay, so this is so hard to answer this question because there's no one size fits all, okay? And yes, putting $500 in, if you get one client, it's a win 100% of the time. But there's so many different reasons and strategies and ways to make ads work, and it's different for every single business, whether you're a product business, whether you're a service-based business, whether you're a local business, whether you're anything. So it's always going to be different. It's not cookie cutter. It's not one size fits all. However, the rough way and the really simplified way that Facebook ads work is you're able to do two forms of ads. You're either able to do what they call retargeting ads, which I'll go into in a second, or you're able to do things like interest-based, right, and location-based ads, right, and send them to people that are in a location. So let's talk about the location-based and interest-based. So say, for example, you're a local business. Say, for example, you're a cafe and you want to get people into your cafe. What you can actually do is you can say, people that are in a 10-kilometer radius of my cafe, show them these ads, which those ads might be the best type of ads is obviously video ads. So what we would be saying to cafes is, hey, record the kitchen, making the food, have an after show photo of the video of the meal, and then boom, post that up, run that as an ad. Obviously, your most popular dish is what you'd actually do a video of, and send that to people in that radius. And then this is where Leanne comes in. You get someone to write some really cool copy for why they want to come into your restaurant or into your cafe and everything like that. Then what you can actually do is you can do interest-based. So you can say people that are interested in food or people that are interested in cafes or people that are interested in eating out, people that are interested in coffee, whatever it may be. You can say people that are mums, right, for example, because obviously mums with bubs, right, go to a cafe. So you can say, hey, show them this ad. And if in the title of your copy of your ad, you'll say, hey, anyone, mums and bubs, coffee at 10 o'clock on a Wednesday is X price, blah, blah, blah. You'll send that ad directly to mums. And you can do all of that through Facebook. So you can do a lot of the interest-based, demographic-based things, like if they're mums, if they're male, female, certain radius, everything like that.
Yeah, brilliant. And usually that's based on how they've set up their profile, right? So if they've actually selected interests, but is it also based on the posts that they do and the groups they're in? I don't know how much we're being watched.
Oh, we're being watched. And obviously none of this is confirmed, right? But we are being watched so much. And there's actually a really good doco documentary on Netflix called The Great Hack, I think it is. So definitely if you're interested to knowing how this all works, then watch that. But Facebook, in a nutshell, Facebook knows what we want before we know we want it. So yes, a part of it is based upon how you set your profile up, but also Facebook, all the photos that we are tagged in or the photos that we upload, Facebook looks at that photo. So say, for example, on my profile, I don't say that I have a daughter. It doesn't say on my profile that I have a dependent, I have a daughter. But Facebook knows by the photos that I post or the photos that I'm tagged in that I have a two-year-old daughter. So Facebook's going to send me stuff for a two-year-old daughter. Same with videos that get uploaded. Same with things that I like, pages that I look at, ads that I engage with or content that I engage with. If I look at one of my friends that has a two-year-old, for example, and he's beautiful, Facebook's going to know that I'm interested in looking at babies, which this could be a little bit of a gray area, right? But babies, right, that are two-year-olds are going to know, and they know everything that we engage with. So every time that you're scrolling, if you slow down your scroll and you only scroll really slowly past a post and you read it, Facebook knows that. They're going to send you more information about that topic that person was talking about.
All the heat mapping stuff, right? It's
just weird. Yes. Yeah, pretty much. Facebook's just, like through Messenger, there's something that if you download the Messenger app, which everyone has Messenger, that allows them to listen to your audio. So how many times, which this isn't confirmed, but how many times have you been talking about someone or talking about something and just in a conversation at the cafe, for example, and the next time you go on Facebook, you're scrolling through your feed and you're like, I was just talking about flights to Bali and or going to Bali, and literally there's flights that have just come up in my feed. Like, what the hell? So I personally don't believe in coincidences at all, whether that's universal and energy that's bringing those things into your being, I guess, or into your phone in this circumstance. So that's how it works, really.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It can be a bit creepy if you think too much about it. So it's like, only share and just be aware of your habits and what you say around your phone and Facebook.
Yeah. Yes and no, though. Like, I want to just touch on that a little bit.
Yeah.
Yes, you can be very wary, but it's not like Facebook has this for mass data. Facebook isn't going to target Leanne Shelton or Kane Morrison and go, hey, what are they interested in? It's more so for mass data. And don't get me wrong, it is a little bit creepy, and it is a little bit on the fine line of data and your personal stuff. But at the same time, they're producing and they're providing us with something that every single person pretty much on this planet, right? Like 99% of people on this planet want, which is connection, which is the ease of things coming into them and like coming into their life, I guess, which that's what Facebook provides. Facebook provides us with something that everyone wants. And the only way they're going to do it better is by getting more data.
Yeah, so exactly. It's just, it was solution-based, right? It's just trying to help rather than do something.
Yeah, help and make a lot of money, obviously. Yeah, want to make money. But we all do, right? If you're listening to this podcast and you have a business, you want to make money.
100%. And so, yeah, if someone listening here wants to set up their very first ad campaign, or at least ask someone like yourself to do it, can you just explain how it all works? Like, what's the process? What's your process anyway?
Yep.
And what they need to do to help things along?
Okay. So first of all is you obviously need to know. So within Facebook or within any sort of ads, you've got your campaign objective. So what are you wanting to achieve from running these ads? So say, for example, it's a let's go back to a cafe, and they're just wanting to get to let people know in their local area that they're open. So for example, we're in COVID times, right? Which we're in COVID now. Luckily, we're not in Melbourne and we're not locked down. But let's just say that we're in Melbourne and we're in lockdown, and lockdown's going to end in next week, for example. And in the local area, we want to say, hey, we're COVID safe, and have a look at the meals that we have. We're opening on next day. That's just going to be a reach and an engagement campaign. We're just wanting people to engage in that ad, like that ad, share that ad, and share that post, because it doesn't look like an ad, but anyway, and share that stuff. So that's an engagement. So we know that the objective of that campaign is to get engagement and just to get people to see it, okay? If, right, that's for that one version. If we're wanting to send out a coupon, for example, we're wanting people to claim a coupon, which is, hey, come and get your first free coffee after lockdown, right? That's going to get a lot of traffic into the cafe after lockdown. That would be an amazing campaign. Hey, free coffee, your first free coffee after lockdown, out of lockdown celebration, whatever you want to call it. And that would be an amazing campaign for any cafe to run, okay? Hot tip.
Yeah, right, good one.
And first free coffee after lockdown, to claim your coupon code, right, message the page, okay? That's how they're going to get the coupon code, is they're going to have to message a page. You can run an ad, right, with an objective, which is message the page, okay? So that objective of that campaign is going to be a message campaign, because someone will click the learn more or the get code, get coupon button in the ad, and it's going to go directly to Messenger, which then you can have a little flow in there, which will say, hey, thanks for claiming your coupon code. Your unique coupon code is X, right? And it will give them that coupon code. So the first thing is understanding your objective, okay? So
with that, just to, that is that then you set up like through ManyChat or something, one of those bots that come up with that automated messaging?
You can, yes, you can do that if you want to have a unique coupon code, which we're going down a little bit of a rabbit hole here. But yes, you can have something called ManyChat, which is a bot through Messenger, which will automate that entire process, okay? So we've built so many bots for people, for a cleaning company, which will automate her entire job quoting process. So someone will say, hey, can I get an estimate on price for cleaning my house? And it'll ask them how many bedrooms it is, how many bathrooms they've got, are they medium condition, good condition, the sizes, everything like that, and actually spits out automated a price for how much it's going to be. So you can build in all that sort of stuff. So then we've got another one for real estates and stuff like that. So that's going down the rabbit hole of how to do that. So but you can have
basic one. I'm just going to say you don't have to be active. If heaps of people take it up, you don't have to be actively responding to them furiously typing away.
No. Yeah. So what you can actually do if you're a cafe and you want to actually run this campaign yourself is what you can do is you can have what you call in Facebook, it would be, I'm pretty sure you could do it under like a quick reply when you're setting this up in your ad level. And you can actually say, if they press this button, right, send them this code. So if they say get coupon, then it can just send them a code. It won't be unique. Unique being that there's only one of each code. That's what unique means. But it'll be the same code. So people might come in and say free coffee or COVID coffee could be your coupon code. And you could automatically send that code to someone. You don't have to have a bot. You don't have to have anything. You can just set that up in your in the ad level when you're setting it up. Okay, so you don't need to go down the rabbit hole, all right? You can actually do it really simply through the ads and setting up the ads. So that's step one, okay? So we're looking what's it going to take and what do you need to know to set up the ads, which is your question. So step one is knowing your objective, okay? Step two is knowing who you're wanting to target, right? Who it is. Going back to a cafe, obviously you're wanting to target in a certain area, okay? And for a cafe, I'll just leave it at that. You just target your radius around your cafe, 10Ks probably, depending on where you are. Obviously, if you're in the city, you might go a little bit smaller. But yeah, 10Ks is probably a good radius for a cafe. So you know who you're targeting. If you're, for example, you're a gym, right? You'd target your radius, but you'd also target interest. So you might target people that like to exercise. Okay, you target men and women. You target, like, you can go into all of those different demographics, interests, and all of that sort of stuff. So step two is knowing who you're targeting, who you're wanting to see your ad. Then step three is writing and creating your ad. Okay, so like I said before, if you're a cafe, you'd have a video where you're showing the dish being made, and then you'd have the after. And then if you want to go like super crazy, you'd even go someone tasting it and going like, oh my God, this is amazing. You've got to get down here and try it, right? Then you're going to want to know the copy. So that's called creative. The creative is the video or the image that's in that ad, okay? Then if you're wanting to go, and then you need to, after you've worked out your creative, you're going to need to work out your copy, right? And your text that's going to be tied into what that creative is. And if you're stuck with it, speak to Leanne. She's the person to create your content and your copy. But that's where you'd say in this, if we go back to the cafe, you'd say, hey, our new dish is XYZ. Watch the video to find out, to check out how we quickly make it or how we make it and the love that goes into it. And listen to the end of the video to find out actually what it tastes like by someone that is not working at the cafe, by a complete random stranger. Hey, here you go, as an example. That's writing of the ad. So you've got campaign, objective. You've got who you're targeting, who you're wanting to see your ad. Then you've got writing of the ad and what the actual content of that ad's going to be.
Brilliant. And then you click live, that scary button, and then you just watch the analytics and see how it goes.
Yes. Yeah. So you can, going back into where you set the budget and everything like that, it's probably something that everyone would want to know too. You set that at the ad set level. So that's the audience level. So who you're wanting to see your campaign, your ads, you set the price in there. So you say, I'm willing to spend, say, for example, a cafe. You'd probably spend $50 on an ad for a cafe, for an engagement ad, which is just so people see your ad, remember. You might spend $50 or $100 on someone seeing that one ad, right? I won't go further. You can have multiple ads within an audience as well, okay? So you can have, instead of it just being one ad for, let's just call it smashed avocado on toast, whatever it is. You can have one ad for that. You can have one ad for your big breakfast. You can have one ad for for the quinoa and whatever you want to have, right? So you can have multiple ads within the one ad set, the one audience. Then Facebook will choose which ad to show people. That's going down a little bit of a deeper rabbit hole again. But you might put $100 on that campaign or on that ad set for people in that radius to see those ads. So that's where, that's another, that's where people, where you put down the price you want to pay, I suppose. I
mean, and then you can, you're welcome to tinker with things throughout, aren't you? It's not like locked in. You have to deal with that until the money runs out or something. You can always change it.
Exactly right. Yep. You can tinker, you can change it, you can play with it. If you know somewhat know what you're doing with it, then you can actually go, you can actually say, people that are over X age, right? You're able to look at the results, right? You're able to say, okay, I'm mainly, Facebook's mainly showing my video to people that are 60 or 50 plus, right? Females, for example. So, or even males, doesn't even matter, 60 plus. And 60 plus people, I'm not saying they don't go to a cafe, right? I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is that Facebook's going to send that ad and that video to people that's going to watch it the most. So people that are 60, that are retired, or that don't have a job, that are sitting at home knitting away, they're looking at Facebook, they're going to watch every video that comes into their feed, right? So Dee's gran, she's 85 or something. Not all she does, but she sits there, she'll watch every single video that comes into her feed. And she's like, oh, my God, this is amazing. So Facebook's going to send ads to her because she's going to watch them. It's going to be cheap. So if you see that that your ads are being watched and it's being watched by people that aren't in your target market, then you can change that ad set and who you're wanting to show that ad to, and you can take out, you can say, I only want to show the ad to people that are between 18 and 40, for example, to get rid of the people that are watching it that aren't going to take action.
Yeah, that those who are engaging, you want to be across those people.
Yes.
And so, yeah. Okay, so Facebook ads, predominantly, is it just video, or can you have just, what do you call it?
Images.
Static images, yeah.
Yep, yeah, so you can do both. So video is obviously the best form, right, of creative and the best form of an ad, because people can, they see, like when you see an image, you just see that image. That's all you see. And you make an immediate judgment and an immediate perception of what that image is telling you. With a video, you've got 5 seconds, 15 seconds, a minute, 5 minutes, however long, to actually engage and actually see what that video is about. So I always say do as much video as possible. And that's what we do predominantly with our clients. For any of the engagement stuff, it's all video. And then for conversion stuff, which we haven't even tapped on, but for conversion stuff of getting people to actually take action and say, for example, it would be to get a coupon code, that would be a static image. Okay, because you don't want people to watch anything too much. You want them to see, hey, free coffee, get your coupon code now. And then they're going to click, okay, because you want that quick action to be taken.
Yeah, it depends on the message. So obviously for that, yeah, if you've been in lockdown and you know that people are going to want to get out and have a coffee, you know, at their favorite coffee place, and they don't need convincing by watching a video and feeling a warm
coffee. Right.
They're like, you know, free coffee. Yep, you had me at free.
Yep, exactly right.
Where do I go? So videos, how long should they be in a Facebook ad?
So depending upon your what you're offering, okay? If you're offering a, say, for example, you're a coach, right, and you're wanting to offer $1,000 a month coaching service, you're obviously going to need to produce a lot more value and a lot more content to someone and tell them and explain to them why it is that they should choose you as their coach. So those videos are going to be a lot longer. Those videos might be for anywhere from 2 to 5 to 6 minutes, okay, where you can actually dive deep and give people a lot of value and a lot of content. If you're a cafe wanting to show the meal, for example, then that would only be up to 15 seconds, okay? So go really hard on doing short videos unless you're selling a high ticket item. If you're selling a high priced item and a high ticket item, then you need to produce either a lot more short videos, or you need to produce videos that are a lot longer to be able to sell to people, but to actually give them value and explain to them and show them that, one, you know what you're talking about, two, you can help them, three, how are you going to do that?
Yeah, 100%. Because, yeah, $1,000, you're not just going to go, oh, look, there's a video. Yeah, cool. Oh, it's a 30-second. You need this now. No, you're going to convince me a little bit more. Okay, so setting up the video, like obviously people can come to you to get them done more professionally, but can people just set up their phone on a tripod and do it themselves with Facebook ads, or do you really need good quality to make it?
You do not need good quality. You know the best form of ads that work and convert the best? You get your phone, you put it on selfie. You don't even need a tripod. You put it on selfie video, right, like this, and then you go, hold on a second.
Those just listening is getting his phone out.
Yeah, I'm getting my phone out. And you get video, and literally you hit record, and you, hey, guys, I'm here on a podcast with Leanne Shelton. And what we're talking about today is making video, doing ads and ads for people that are just starting. And we're obviously going through a lot of content and doing a lot of value, blah, 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 blah. Guys, right now, for anyone that's listening and not watching, we're on record right here. And this is the best type of converting ads, video ads. All right. So I see you guys. Boom. So we just made a quick video, right? Sorry.
Is that seriously live then?
It wasn't live. No, that wasn't live. But I could have gone live, but I didn't want to take too much time.
Yeah.
But the point is doing a selfie video while you're walking down the street, while you're at the cafe, while you're at home sitting on the lounge in your pajamas, it doesn't matter. Just get on video, okay? And if you're doing it, I love to do it with my sonnies, right? So I'll walk down the street and I'll have my sonnies on or we'll be sitting at the cafe, whatever it is, and I'll just, hey, bang, 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 bang. Just with your phone, selfie, no tripod, no serious, just get onto video as much as possible.
Yeah, that removes a barrier straight away, I think. Because I think like even with just the standard videos for, you know, social media with organic, people are now realizing, oh, I can just use my phone. It took a while, but I think people are more relaxed now. But that's what I was wondering with Facebook ads, then maybe that's something I'm investing in this. Does it suddenly need to be more professional for this to actually work? But good to know.
Yeah. That. Case. No, it doesn't. Like, don't get me wrong. Like
you want good lighting and sound and all that kind of stuff. But
yeah, it needs to be good quality. But everyone's phone nowadays has a good quality camera, right? And it actually doesn't matter necessarily about the quality of the video. It matters about the content that's in it and what the message is that's been delivered. So, yes, quality matters. Yes, having a good camera, good sound matters. But just getting on camera and doing it is the most important thing. That's where everyone stops. Everyone stops at, oh, I don't like being on video, or the video has to be professional or whatever it is. It doesn't. Just get on effing video, guys.
Love it. And so Facebook ads, I think it's just, I went playing around with it recently and it just totally confused me. Actually, if you could just dive into it, because the retargeting thing is what kind of threw me. For those who don't understand what that all means, can you just delve into that a little bit?
Yes. So at the start, I said there's two types of running ads. It's the engagement, and then there's the retargeting, and then there's the engagement type ads, conversion ads, stuff like that. Retargeting is where people have either engaged with you before, they've gone to your website, they've downloaded a guide, that they know you, right? They've reacted and they've engaged in some form of your content or your website somewhere. They've clicked an ad or something like that. So that's where people that are, so how we break it down, and I'll explain a little bit deeper. You've got a cold bucket audience, cold bucket of people that have never, ever heard of you. They don't know you from a bar of soap, okay? Nothing. They're cold. Then you've got a warm bucket audience, which is people that have either gone to your website, they've watched 10 seconds or more of your video, they've downloaded one of your guides, they've done something, they know you, they're warm. So cold people is where you send all of your engagement-based stuff to, all of the stuff to get them from being cold to get them to being warm. Because the goal is it's very rare that you're going to get a sale or someone to do something that you want them to do from cold, okay? It's very rare. So especially if it's a higher ticket item. To do the coffee coupon, you'd be able to send that to cold because it's a freebie, right? So you send that to cold. But then when someone's downloaded the coupon, right, and they've gotten that coupon, they're now warm, okay? They want something that you've got. They've downloaded it. So then you go, okay, they've downloaded the coupon. Let's send them an ad to say, hey, you've downloaded the coupon and you've gotten your free coffee. How about you book a table and come in and have a meal with us, okay? So then now they've gone from cold, right, not knowing you, to downloading the coupon, getting the free coffee. To then you want to retarget them and you, because they know you a little bit more, you say, hey, come in and have a meal. So that's what retargeting is. It's sending people that know you they've engaged with you, they've either watched some videos, they've downloaded a coupon, they've gone to your website, sending them and retargeting them with ads. So another example of this is, for all of the ladies listening to this, you would know this amazingly well. And you go to a website about shoes, for example, or a dress or something like that, and you're just on your phone or on your computer and you're looking at all these cool dresses and shoes, which I don't really get. But anyway.
You don't wear nice shoes and dresses, Kane?
Oh, no, I'll wear nice shoes, but I don't go and look at them online. I'll just go in and buy it, which that's my personality. I'm just bang in and out. So there's a map. I digress. I digress a little bit. But I remember seeing an image someone showed me of the way women shop is you go in and they go to all these different shops and all these different places. It's all these lines over the shop place, over the shop layout. And then the way men shop, in, out. So I'm definitely the man shopper. I go in, I know what I'm wanting, and I'm out. So going back to the dresses and the shoes, you'll be on a website, you'll be looking at all these dresses, all these shoes and stuff, and then you go to your Facebook, bang, what's there? The same shoes you were just looking at on the website. So that's retargeting. People, Facebook knows, and I can know as an advertiser and as a media buyer, I can know which page you've gone to, which product you've looked at, which service you're interested in, and I can show you an ad directly representing or directly selling that product. So that's going to get you back to the website. So that's retargeting, showing you what you're interested in and getting you to re-engage and purchase, hopefully.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's another thing of, you're being watched kind of thing.
Yeah, 100%.
It works though, right? Because you may have gone outside and then, you were distracted by the kids or whatever, or it was bedtime and you got too tired. Like, some people like this. I'm too tired. I better not make any, spontaneous purchases.
Yeah.
So, and then you may forget about it and then Facebook reminds you, oh, hey, yeah, you were looking 100%. At me. And when you're in the right headspace, then you can continue with that, part or whatever. So I just want to go down now to ask if you can share some examples of customers you helped. You've talked about the restaurant, other types of examples of what they were promoting, how you helped them, and what kind of results they got.
Yeah. So I'm just let me grab something up. Obviously, I don't want to go into too much stuff as a visual, because I don't, obviously, people that are listening, right? So let's just talk about our main area of expertise, I guess, is obviously running ads, but in real estate. And we predominantly run ads for real estate agents wanting to sell their properties, wanting to obviously get more properties listed and get appraisals, okay? So one of our recent campaigns, let me get up the data so I know exactly what I am. I can go through the exact data with you. So here we are. So some of the results for one of our clients, which I won't say exactly who they are, but what I can say is they're number one real estate agent in New South Wales and number three within their franchise and number three in Australia. So they're pretty high up there, and they're doing an amazing job. So what we run for them was an appraisals campaign. So we wanted to get appraisals for them. And basically, in a nutshell, we sent out a lead magnet, which is a download. Say, for example, the seven horrific mistakes that most people make when selling their homes. So then we give them a lot of value in there. And then from there, we say, hey, would you like to find out how much your house is worth? And this is all through a bot, which this is diving into the rabbit hole again, but I won't go into it too much. And then from there, we say to them, okay, cool, this is how much your home is worth. Would you like an in-home appraisal? And from there, the agent goes in and appraises the home and says, hey, do you want to sell your home right now? And the people go yes or no. And then obviously from there, they get a listing or they don't. So the numbers was we were getting each person to engage with us. We were getting them for $2.80 each person to download the guide, okay? We got 274 message conversations from there. Then we went into 106 people actually downloaded the guide. Then we had it from that 106, 33 people got those online appraisals. Then from those 33 online appraisals, 9 people got the in-home appraisals. Okay. Then from that 9, 4 people listed. Okay. So four listings from that. That was for a total spend of only $772.33. Okay.
So the value of selling a house and what the commissions would be and everything.
Yeah. So a commission, right. Commission on a property might be like 20 grand, 30 grand for the agent sometimes. And we got them 4 listings for $772.33. So you got to think of what the return on ad spend and the return on investment was. Obviously, they pay us to get those results. But just on the ad spend, like, is crazy. So what our client said was, this is the cheapest form of marketing and getting listings that we have ever run in their combined 30-odd years or 40-odd years of real estate. This is the cheapest form that we've ever done.
Oh, yeah, because, like, billboards and things, they're quite expensive.
Yeah, realestate.com.
Yeah.
Like, realestate.com is, like, super crazy priced.
Yeah.
And to list a property on there, I think it's, like, 2-3 grand or something like that. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So, and then to list your agency as the person to go to, yeah, super expensive.
Yeah. Yeah, well, thank you for sharing that. It's really interesting. And now I haven't yet delved down Facebook ads, but I know I have some ideas now what I could potentially do. I'll talk to you offline about that.
Yeah, 100%.
But, thank you so much for all that great information. I know it's just overwhelming for a lot of people, especially if they've never gone down that, but it definitely sounds like a really good conversion tool. That, yeah, you can send out so many organic posts out there, but it's very hard to say what the results are. Yeah, you get, people come in here and there and you kind of say, oh, yeah, they've seen me around. But to actually get those results and be able to track them really effectively,
you
can't really go past it.
And scale. That's the key, right? So that agent says, we spent $700, we've got them 4 listings. So next week he says, oh, how about you double that and we'll get 8 listings?
Yeah. That's it. Like, all numbers game. I know that's
all the numbers game.
Oh, fantastic. And so I always ask my guests this, how do you manage your health and wellness?
So for me,
they all do that as well.
Yeah. So for me, I'm all about sprint rest. So sometimes it doesn't work out for the best. Okay. Let me preface that. But what I mean by sprint rest is do a lot of work for a short period of time. Okay. So I'll do like 12-hour days, 13-hour days for a week, right? Or a week and a half. And then I'll have like 3 or 4 days off. Okay. Sometimes I'll have a week off. And then I'll do it again and again. And I think for me is I'm all about immersion, and I'll dive into doing stuff like really deep. And I'll be like everything else, which this is why it doesn't work sometimes, because so my partner, she'll feel a little bit, not neglected, but she'll feel a little bit like she's not getting as much time. And even though I still allocate time and I still spend time with her, it's my main focus is on doing all of this work and getting all of this stuff done. So yeah, so that's how I manage it, by sprint rest. Like I said, it doesn't work 100% of the time, but for me, yeah, it seems to work most of the time.
And do you do like a form of exercise as well, or
yes, so obviously gym, trying to get 10,000 steps a day.
Yeah.
Obviously eating healthy, so I do like a calorie based eating, so as long as I'm within this certain amount of calories and hit my protein goals, then I can eat whatever I want within that range. So yeah, I'm more on the calorie side of things, and obviously gym and 10,000 steps a day is important. Lots of water, having lots of water, 3 liters a day. It's hard to hit sometimes, but
it is hard. I was talking to someone the other day and I'm like, look, I keep filling up my water bottle, and sometimes I've still got, a couple of inches to go, then I fill it up again, and so it's not really properly counting. So she actually said I should actually have, like, 500 ml bottles, like 4 of them lined up. Mm-hmm. So then you're actually going through one, all right, then the next one, and then how much you've actually drunk. Because unless you're keeping a little tally, it's hard to really keep track of sometimes.
100% it is, 100%. And I think what helped me was I got this app called Waterlogger. And you actually know, okay, you can do it in glasses or you can do it in a bottle. And you kind of, by the end of the day, you remember like, I had a bottle here and a bottle there and I had this. And it doesn't have to be 100% accurate. It's just to jog your memory.
Yeah, I love that. And how can people connect with you?
All right. So the best place to connect with us is obviously through Facebook. You can go to our page, Why Social. We're the only Why Social that will come up, I hope. I know that we are. By all means, message our page, go to our website. So this is how Facebook, our amazing Facebook is. You don't even need a website. So our website has been being built for the last like probably 3 months and it's not important. Like having a website is important, but it's not. So like we've built our agency, I think from in January we started pretty much, or maybe December, but we built it up to 3 figures within like 2 months. So, and that's without having a website, guys. So you don't need a website, all right? You don't. And the people that aren't watching the video, I'm getting real close to the camera right now saying you don't need a website.
But you do. I won't go out there. Awesome. Thank you so much, Kane. I really enjoyed our chat. I always do. You always got great advice.
Awesome. Thank you.
So thank you so much. And thank you to you, dear listener, for tuning in. You can find show notes for the episode at marketingandme.com.au. If you enjoyed listening, please subscribe and leave me a rating and a review via your podcast app or at ratethispodcast.com/marketingandme. If you're interested in connecting with me, feel free to reach out via LinkedIn. Just search for Leanne Shelton. And if you want to learn about generating more leads or outsourcing your copywriting to me, head to my website, righttimemarketing.com.au, and book in a free 30-minute discovery call. Until next time, I wish you good health and good wealth.